extracts from Agatha Christie's famous novels.
Hi, do you know the Queen of Crime?
Well, let's think. Is it Sherlock Holmes? No, I know. It's J.K. Rowling with Harry Potter.
No, it's Agatha Christie. She wrote the best crime stories in the 1930s.
Read the extracts, then answer the questions. Murder on the Orient Express.
Poirot asked the conductor if there was a problem. 10 minutes later, the train was again on its way, and the rest of the journey to Istanbul went very calmly. Monsieur Poirot went straight to the hotel. There he asked if he had any letters. There were 3, and an urgent message too. This was a surprise. At what time was the murder? Asked the detective. It is difficult to give an exact time, replied the doctor, but it was between midnight and 2 a.m. Now, Michel, said Monsieur Poirot gently, when did Mr. Ratchet go to bed last night?
After dinner, monsieur.
Before we left Belgrade.
And was that the last time you saw or heard from him?
No, monsieur.
He rang his bell at 20 to 1.
And where were you at 1:15?
I wasn't at the restaurant, but I was at my seat at the end of the corridor. Then Mrs. Hubbard rang from her compartment, and I spoke to her for 2 or 3 minutes. Then I brought you some water, monsieur.
Death on the Nile.
Now I want to be sure on 1 or 2 points, said Poirot. After Madame Doyle left the lounge, did you leave too? Fanthorpe answered immediately, no, I'm positive. So, Mademoiselle de Belfort did not leave the lounge and shoot Madame Doyle before 12:20. Mr. Belfort kicked the gun away and it went under the sofa. What time was it, Monsieur Fanthorpe, when you went back and looked for the gun?
Just before 12:30.
In those minutes, someone took that pistol from under the sofa, explained Poirot. Did you hear anything after you went to your cabin? Fanthorpe thought for a moment. I heard something. A splash. Nothing else. What time was it?
I think it was about 1:00.
Thank you. Jacqueline de Belfort was not the murderer. So who did it?